much more intense do you expect things to get to back in Chicago Thursday with those guys facing elimination?
Yeah, you know, I think, or I know they're going to battle for their lives. It's win or lose, or it's win or go home for them. I think it doesn't really change anything for us, except just got to be ready for them.
You guys excited about the opportunity to close it out, though, and move on to the next round?
For sure, yeah. We'll, like I said, we're not going to try and change too much. We know they're a really skilled team. They're good at the power play. They're good, quick in transition. So, you know, we know what to expect from them. But still got to play hard and, you know, hopefully score a couple more on the PP.
Do you guys feel like you've kind of taken them out of their game a little bit, denied them the things that they typically like to do?
A little bit. You know, we think about guys like, well, they got a lot of skill up top, and I don't know if they've really showed it yet or if it's us that's closed them down a little bit. But, you know, I think we've done a good job so far for sure.
So five of the seven goals in the series you guys have scored have been on the power play. What do you guys need to do to get more of the five-on-five offense going?
I think, you know, if you look at them too, they haven't really showed much 5-5. Well, it's really tight out there, and I think most games in the playoffs, you know, you got to be good PK, PP, and that's where most games were won, and you know, we've been fortunate to score a couple of goals here.
Why do you think the defense has been so involved with the offense? Is that just a product of the power play, or?
I mean, yeah, both Clendon and Franny have had a couple points on the PP so far. You know, we've been talking about getting pucks to the net up from the blue line. I think that definitely helps out.
Special teams has been one of the biggest keys in this series. How important is it to try and control those emotions and stay out of the penalty box, especially against a team that you've faced 14 times already?
Yeah. I mean, a lot of guys have said that before, but you definitely get tired of those guys that you play against, especially guys or teams like Milwaukee, the Wolves. But it's like you say, you really got to control and stay in your own game and just, you know, try and play your game.
How impressed have you been with Delia and the way he's handled this, his first real playoff experience?
He's been really good for us. I think just looking at his, the last half of this season, he's really stepped up. I'm really happy for him, and he's really taking the chances we've given him.
What's the mood in the locker room going into a game where you know you can end another team's season?
Yeah, there's a lot of excitement for sure. Guys knows what's at stake here. But it's like I said, there's a lot of focus as well. We know what's at stake and we know what we got to do.
Not only can you guys end the season, but you can also sweep the team that won the division. Does anything else come with that possibility? Like any more excitement?
Yeah, for sure. It's always, I mean, we think at the end of the season, you know, it was really tight there at the standings, and I think any team could have really won the division. They won it now, but we also had a really good stretch there at the end. But yeah, you always want to win as many games as possible, so it'd be really cool to do that.
So at this point, being the fourth seed doesn't matter.
In our division, I don't think so. I think you know, there's we're almost 5-6 teams that really could have battled it out, and you know, Chicago won it, but I think, like I said, there were probably 3 or 4 teams that could have really won it at the end.
What do you think has been the biggest difference between those last two games of the regular season and the last two here in the playoffs?
I think we just really, really, we've been better at staying out of the box, for sure. That's probably the main reason they haven't been contributing as they did before on the PP, but you know, we closed them off pretty good on the PK and on the 5-5 as well.
So to get into the postseason, it kind of came down to the nitty-gritty. You guys had to claw. Do you feel like the underdogs going into not only the series but the postseason in general?
Oh, sorry. Like I said, not really. I think you know, being the fourth seed doesn't really bother us too much. We know we have a really good group in here, and you know, we're just trying to do our best here.
Thanks, Carl.